Hi, welcome to The Magic Vine. Now, The Magic Vine's a podcast of music, and we've called it The Magic Vine because it draws on a source of music, which is, I think, is a magical source of music. It's one of the most fantastic and eclectic, really, collections of music that you can find on the web. And it's from a place called mvine, mvine.com. And throughout the programme, I'll tell you more about mvine, but let's kick off straight away with one of the bands on the site, and this is The Epitones. Yes, that was The Epitones. Great track. What a good thing to be able to say. As long as we keep on doing what we're doing, we'll be happy. That's fantastic. Okay, so yeah, this is The Magic Vine. My name's Mike, and we're featuring music from mvine.com. Now, if you've discovered the site already, then you know what we're talking about, you'll have seen the great range of music on there. And maybe this will just serve as an easy way of listening to, you know, a selection of the tracks from the site, and you can listen to that on your way to work or something. But if you haven't discovered it yet, if you're picking this up, this podcast up from somewhere else, then do check it out. It's a great site. Basically, it's a place where bands can showcase their music, and there's lots of places out there like MySpace, for example, and various others which do the same sort of thing. But this has got some interesting differences, and actually, I'll try and tell you about these during the show. I mean, for example, one of them is that it sort of doubles up as a record label and a showcase for the music. So, for example, if the bands do well on the site, then Mvine will sign them up as one of their artists, and they'll sort of support them and put out their records. Which is a great thing, really. So this is one of the artists that they've signed up. He's a chap called Boo Hewardy, and some of you may know him. This is a song called "The Girl Who Fell in Love with the Moon." And just listen to the vocals on this song. I mean, normally I like a bit of rough edge to vocals, sort of like Bob Dylan or someone. But these are delivered in such a sort of pure and breathy style that it just sounds really fantastic and really brings out the song. So, "The Girl Who Fell in Love with the Moon." Yes, "The Girl Who Fell in Love with the Moon." That's by Boo Hewardy, lovely song. And as I say, he's one of the artists signed by Mvine, along with several others. Okay, so this next song is by a band called Big Block 454, and it's one of the tracks which really demonstrates the sort of eclectic nature and of this site and genre free, as they call it. There's all sorts of stuff on here. You know, it's not all indie music, it's not all folk, it's just a real great mixture. And this track's called From Cheetham Hill to Miles Platting by Hovercraft. It's a great title. And when I first heard it, I thought it sounded like something out of H.G. Wells or The War of the Worlds. You know, I saw the Martians silhouetted against the sun behind Cheetham Hill or something, but actually they're districts of Manchester, and I think that's where the band come from. And it's great to get English place names into song titles or into songs at all. You know, you get American places all over the place, you know busted flat in Baton Rouge, things like that. It sounds great, but you know, the more we can get these English place names into the songs, the happier I'll be. And this is a great track. So here they are, Big Block 454.
Acronymically pointing his shriveled yellow forefinger at my dripping sweaty five head, and I'm sprinkling dry pummeled dry flakes over the oozing, postulating uvartai. Cotton on the pants, nylon trousers, he bleated for a final time before sheepishly recommencing upon his journey from Cheetham Hill to Miles Platting by Hovercraft.
Yeah, fantastic. Big Block 454 with From Cheetham Hill to Miles Platting by Hovercraft. Great track that. Makes me think of several species of small furry animal grooving in a cave with Vivian Stanshall. So lovely. Okay, so yeah, so check out mvine.com, as I was telling you about earlier on. It's a great site. It's got a fantastic collection of music. The one of the people who set it up is Callum McColl, who's basically got an excellent musical pedigree, as well as being a musician himself. You know, he's got Kirsty McColl as a sister, and Ewan McColl and Peggy Seeger as parents. So it should be good, and it is actually. So yeah, check it out. www.mvine.com. Okay, so this next song's by Corinne Polwart. She's a Scottish singer, and it's a really beautiful song, this one. And it's just got some nice rhymes as well. She uses them in quite a good way and sort of relishes them, and I really like that. It's good. Yeah, you listen to her saying Atlantic, and it's got a lovely accent as well. So this is Corinne Polwart with I'm Gonna Do It All.
The silver light.
Yeah, Corinne Polvet with I'm Going to Do It All Someday. And I think she is actually. I mean, sometimes those songs, you know, there's a bit sort of ironic bravado or something, and you don't think they really will. But I think she had positive intentions there. So, yeah, great singer. And I think I'll check out some more of her albums, actually. I haven't heard much of her before. And so if you go on to mvine.com, you can find out more about all the artists, and you can listen to other tracks from them, and you can buy tracks. And you can, you know, you can read what it says there. So, for example, for Corinne Polvet, it says, Scottish Borders-based singer-songwriter Corinne Polvet established herself at the forefront of the UK folk roots scene after scooping prizes for Best Album, Best Original Song, and the Horizon Award for Best Emerging Artist at the UK-wide BBC Radio 2 Folk Awards 2005. So, okay, but I don't think I'll read any more of those out because it's just easier for you to go and check them out on the website. Mvine.com, and you can find out yourselves. Okay, so this next track is by a band called Plots, and it really demonstrates, as I say, there's a genre-free, sort of eclectic nature of Mvine. It's more of a avant-garde jazz track, and I really like this stuff, actually. It's got this sort of echoes of Miles Davis in there with a trumpet and things like that, and I can remember, I love this music, because I remember hearing Miles Davis for the first time. I was in Red House Records in Cambridge, and they were playing music over the speakers, and they played this track from Miles Davis live at the Fillmore East. And I thought, what is that? You know, and also in the same visit, you know, in this shop, they played the first Lou Reed album, and again, I hadn't heard that. I'd never heard Lou Reed before. I hadn't discovered the Velvet Underground, and I bought them both and took them home. It's fantastic, but unfortunately, the shop no longer exists. So anyway, enough of my rabbiting. This is Plots, and there's a track called Walk Dance. And it's a great track, and it's in a funny time. You know, what sort of time do you think it is? You get your foot tapping, and then it doesn't tap quite right, and you're out of time again. So, so do some counting and see if we can work it out at the end of the track. Okay, so Walk Dance. We'll be right back. Yeah, that was great, wasn't it? Walk, dance, my plots. Yeah, so I got 11.8 on that. I don't know what. It sounded like one of those odd Eastern European times Andy Irvine plays, you know. But it sort of sounded, some of it was 11.8, some of it sounded almost like 11.8, but not quite. Anyway, never mind. Great track, plots, walk, dance. Okay, so hi, this is The Magic Vine. It's a podcast featuring music from mvine.com. And on mvine.com, you can upload your tracks if you're an artist, and you can sell them for a normal sort of price, 79p. And what happens is the profits get split between the artist and the site, mvine site, so that's really good. And if you're buying them, if you're just a sort of an audience member and you buy them, you can pay for them and you can download them, and you get high quality MP3s to download. And when you've ordered 15 of them, you get a CD. They send you a CD, a proper CD of the actual tracks that you've bought. So that's really good. Okay, so the next artist is an Icelandic singer called Hafdís Hald, and this is more in the sort of a poppy area, but a good pop. It's really good. It's a track called Tomoko, and it's got some great double track vocals in the chorus I like, and they've got sort of different styles of singing, a bit like, you know, when you listen to David Bowie, and he occasionally does this thing where one harmony vocal is sort of the Jacques Brel style of David Bowie, and the other one is the sort of Cockney David Bowie. In this one here, they just set each other off in a really good way. So listen to this. This is Tomoko.
She flies much faster, shouts much louder, looks much fresher, and eats much less than you. There's nothing you can do. It's just hard to hang out with Tomoko. She doesn't gossip, but hair still shines, still has hope. Is never broke like you. There's nothing you can do. It's just hard to hang out with Tomoko. Tomoko. But you get into all these clubs you never dreamed of, and get loads of boys and toys when you want. Stupid things, but you don't get screamed at, and get loads of boys and toys when you want, if you want. She's always nice and gives advice when we don't have a clue. She needs no help from you. It's hard to hang out with Tomoko. Tomoko. But you get into all these clubs you never dreamed of, and get loads of boys and toys when you want, if you want. Do 3,000 stupid things, but you don't get screamed at, and get loads of boys and toys. Never cold, puts boys on hold, has the widest smile, and her shoes used to be a crocodile. It's true, it's hard to hang out with Tomoko. There's nothing you can do.
Tomoko by Hafdís Hald. It's a great song, that great pop song, and really catchy as well. I've been seeing that a lot, and it's good lyrics as well. I've written some of them down here. Shouts much louder, looks much fresher and eats much less than you. We all know somebody like that, don't we? So, yeah, good song. Okay, so this next band or artist is called Broadcaster. And this is an amazing thing. If you haven't heard this before, it's a real treat. What they've done is they've mixed sort of modern sounds of dance rhythms with old radio recordings from the I think it's from Ewan McColl's Radio Ballads, which were back in the 60s. So you get all these old voices of these people which have been recorded at the time, and then mixed with modern sounds, and it really works well. It's great. So listen to this track, Great Big Salty Puddings by Broadcaster.
They call us the Wild Ones.
They seem to come almost from nowhere. They're a bit like the starlings in Birmingham. They're here and they're making a mess. What are we to do with misfits? Some of them, I would say, the maggots of society.
Well, they just can't be bothered to live like us.
Don't I wish the old times had come back again? Where we used to go and have a drink at a public house. I'll come back on the old common, singing. Hang on our punch, great big salty puddings, ox of bacon, pig's eggs. We've done nice then.
What are we to do with misfits? The maggots of society. They're here, and they're making a mess.
Great big salty puddings. We've done nice then.
With a good life, and I still like the life today.
Great big salty puddings. Don't I wish the old times had come back again? Singing. Don't I wish the old times had come back again? Singing. Great big salty puddings.
They call us the Wild Ones.
Singing, great big salty puddings. Singing, great big salty puddings. Singing, great big salty puddings.
Well, they just can't be bothered to live like us.
They call us
the maggots of society.
I like to move on.
They're here and they're making a mess.
They all time to come back again. They all time to come back again. They all time to come back again. Ox of bacon. Pig's eggs. We done nice then. Don't I wish they all time to come back again. Singing. Don't I wish they all time to come back again. Singing. Great big salty puddings.
The maggots of society. What are we to do with misfits?
Well, they just can't be bothered to live like us.
The maggots of society.
Great big salty puddings.
Misfits. What are we to do? With misfits.
Great big salty puddings.
Yeah, Great Big Salty Puddings by Broadcast. That's a great track. I really like the way you could hear the person saying Great Big Salty Puddings. It sounded like the old chap in Steptoe and Son, you know. The way he's integrated those old voices into the modern music is really good. But hearing those intolerant views, you know, the maggots of society and things like that, even sort of 40 years later on, really makes my blood boil. But it's a good song all the same. So this is the last track on the show. It's by another M. Vine signed band. It's The Slides. This is a track called Slow Bullet That Kills. It's a great track. There's some great Hammond organ in it and some great bass. It's a good treat to go out on. The Slides. Yes, very nice. The Slides, The Slow Bullet That Kills. That's the end of the show, end of the first Magic Vine podcast. I hope you've enjoyed it. Check out mvine.com, find more music by The Slides, for example. They've got an album there and a whole load of other artists. Thanks to Callum for thinking this was a good idea, and thanks to Steve for coming up with a great suggestion list of songs that we could play on the show. Thanks for listening. Take care and watch out for the next show.